Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to Wax Quizzical. This is the podcast that has all of the questions, but history has proven, unfortunately, very few of the answers. But we'll see if we can change that today with our guest. It is Alex Lee.
Hi.
How are you and the cicadas going?
Oh, yes. I am sitting in a tree surrounded by them, and they're slowly eating me alive.
This says to me that you are in Sydney.
I am, yes. We're in the middle of our cicada plague. At the moment.
And yeah, great. Yeah, well, really there was going to be pestilence at some point, wasn't there? I hope you don't have any firstborns.
I think that's next on the list. Made that sacrifice. Yeah. He's learning how to shed his shell currently.
You have not been on this show before.
No, Alex Lee has never been on this show before.
Alex Lee has never been on the show.
A couple of very stupid friends of mine have.
How do you go when you're the one responsible for the answers in quizzes? Do you like the weekend quiz?
I do enjoy to actually be the quiz master. I hate answering it because I only am confident when I know all the answers. And
it's fun. You get to pretend like you knew it all along.
Yeah, exactly. When we're ever doing a quiz at the cafe, I always sort of snatch the newspaper out of someone's hand.
You get it delivered so that you know the answers.
Yeah, that's right.
You get to the brunch, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, you know.
Hopefully it's not just me who secretly knows all the answers. Hopefully it's also the Brains Trust.
Well, I know. You always gather the smartest and brightest minds of our generation. So I'm feeling confident.
Absolutely. So first of all, we actually have an immortal mouse here. So it's a big hello to Tabula Frankincense.
Thank you. It's Tabula Frankincense.
Tabula. Hello, Tabula. How are you, Tabula?
I'm very tired.
Yeah. Well, so you're more. So at what point were you... I was going to say born, but is it spawned? What do you say?
When I was called into eternal life. Well, it was the late 13th century in the Carpathian Mountains, and a monk was attempting to summon a demon, and I happened to be in the pentagram at the time.
I'm just alive forever now. Yeah, wow. That must have been a shock. Was that when you found out that you were going to live forever? As opposed to, say, the 6 months. How long do normal mice live for?
Well, all my family started dying off about 3 weeks after I became immortal. And I think, you know, about 6 months, I think, is right for a very elderly mouse if you're not immortal. It took me a few hundred years to learn how to speak, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. But you're accomplished now.
Yes.
And you must have tiny little vocal cords. They don't hurt, do they, when you speak?
They did the first. It wasn't like the Little Mermaid, like feeling like she was dancing on knives when she stood on her human feet. I'm very well read as well. It took me a few hundred years to conquer reading. And first it was Latin. It was very complicated. Anyway, I've forgotten the question.
Yeah, well, anyway, so the immortal mouse is here. Yes. To bully frankincense, Alex, so that's very handy.
I feel I should explain my name. I haven't always been called to bully frankincense, but at the moment I am living in a 3-story plastic tank in Frankston, and I was renamed by a 6-year-old.
Wow,
fantastic. Do they have a podcast? Is that where you have access to the equipment?
I'm quite skilled at getting out of the tank.
Yeah.
I've got a set of pickpocketing keys, very tiny, very tiny, little tiny mouse hands.
Absolutely.
And I have stolen podcast equipment over a series of months.
Well, yes, great. Well, after 800 years, we'd expect you to have some skills and some knowledge, indeed. Well, we don't have just one animal on the Brains Trust today, Alex. We actually have two.
Oh, my God.
So it's a big hello. We haven't seen him in a while. Actually, so it's just such an amazing get, and we're very lucky. It's the Yarra seal, Salvatore.
Yes, hello. It's wonderful to be here. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
How are you doing? It's been so long since the city's seen you.
Yes. No, I'm good. I went for a bit of a swim, and I did go away for a while. But I have come back. I'm enjoying it in the CBD of Melbourne. I saw a go boat recently, and that's a boat you can hire. And people gave me cocktail. Cocktail Frankfurts, which I loved.
Oh. And they just popped them over the edge, did they?
Yes. I said, give me one of those cocktail Frankfurts. They said, of course, Salvatore. I'm a local hero, but I've been travelling, so I haven't been around.
Well, that's interesting because so many of the local wildlife professionals tell us not to feed you. You know, they're constantly saying, don't touch, don't get too close. You know, take only photos and memories.
Yes, I would say that's a smear campaign by the eels.
By the eels.
Yes, the eels. Well, that's my primary food source when I am in Melbourne. And I feel they've really made a big, don't feed him and he'll die and he'll stop eating us. And really, I think it's stupid. And if they stop feeding me, I'm just going to eat more, you know, your family, your parents.
It does reveal the stupidity of the eel, doesn't it?
Yes, your next door neighbour, Caroline, is an eel I ate. So it's a silly, upon thinking about it, it is silly that they would do this to me.
Yes, but perhaps that's why the Parramatta eels are called eels, because, you know, there's maybe they're dumb, aren't they?
Yes, they are stupid, yes. I'm furious with the eels. There were eels in the Little Mermaid also. Did you see that?
Yes, you used to wear the eels as a scarf.
Yes. And I myself have tried that, and it is very fashionable.
Salvatore, there's a famous... I'm in Sydney, so I haven't had the pleasure of meeting you, but there is a famous Sydney Opera House seal that hangs around the steps there. Now, is that someone you know?
That's actually... It's funny that you'd ask that. I do... You know, I did. I could see in your eyes that you knew. Yes, it is. It is me.
It's you as well.
Me. Yes, I'm always happy to meet a fan.
Wow.
Yeah, no, that's me as well. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
So there's only the one celebrity seal.
Yeah.
You just sort of...
There's only the one seal.
You just get around.
There's that other one that sings about roses and kissing them.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, yes. Yep. There's that one. Yes. No, we don't talk about that, though.
Maybe we will later. How do you feel, Alex?
A
brain trust of animals.
Look, when I came, I didn't realise that I would just, you know, be flanked by a seal and an immortal mouse.
Shall we do a quiz?
Let's do it.
Question number one. Which actress links the films Monster, Mermaids and Belle Ami? Which actress links the films Monster, Mermaids and Belle Ami? Now, sometimes they with these questions, they throw you a bit of curveball because you think, Charlize Theron was the lead of Monster.
Sure.
So surely this is Charlize. But sometimes it's the supporting cast in these questions. Does anything spring to mind immediately, Alex?
Well,
from
Monster,
Mermaids and Belle
Ami?
Now
you said Charlize Theron, that's just to put a big red line through that answer for me. I haven't seen the other two films or Monster. I haven't seen any of those films, so look, I'm not starting from a strong point, but I know that we've got a lot of mermaid chat already, and seals are really the mermaids of the sea.
Do you feel like a mermaid, Salvatore?
I do. Thank you for asking. Yes, I do. I find that, you know, there's a lot of problems. But my body's not traditionally the one of a mermaid. But these days, you know, I'm allowed to feel just
Hollywood,
as much.
You know?
That's the thing. You know, big, you know, Sealy magazine when I was growing up. You know, tips on how to lose weight. So, yes, I do feel
Sealy.
Like a mermaid.
Sealy. Is that sort of like Dolly magazine?
Yes, thank you.
And also, is Sealy posturepedic? Is that also
Oh, that's yes. That's a side company I run.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you. See, this is the thing. You meet people, and yes. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. So you've got the magazine, and you've got the Posturepedics.
Yes, and the sticky.
The sticky stuff.
I started.
That stuff that goes around the edge of a fridge, is that you?
I think that's Sellies.
Sellies. No.
And obviously
you're pronouncing it wrong, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. I've forgotten the French pronunciation.
Yes, because I am French.
Tabouli, you mentioned before you do watch movies.
Yes. I devour movies both literally and figuratively. We must never stop chewing or our teeth grow through our bottom lips.
Is that true?
Yes, true. Rats. That's why rats, if you have rats in your house and they haven't been invited as house guests, they can chew through everything because they just have to keep chewing with their horrid orange teeth, or they just grow and grow and grow. It's like a horrible sort of cursed fairy tale affliction. Mm.
Wow. Mm. So that's why you don't you watch the movies through, but you also eat the movies too.
Yes. Yes. I've just finishing off a DVD player as we speak. Not much call for them nowadays. But your question, I sense, is going to be, have I seen Mermaids and blah blah blah, the other one that you mentioned.
Mermaids as well as Bellamy.
And because also, like Alex, I was hoping it was going to be Charlize Theron, but the name that I recognise from Mermaids, is it Cher? Is Cher also in Monster? Is she perhaps like a singing truck driver or something?
Yeah, that she might have cropped up in Monster.
She was in Mask?
Yeah, Monster is less camp, isn't it? Cher does seem to pop up in some, you know, more sort of camp.
She loves going camping. You don't think it to look at her, but she's very, very keen on the wilderness.
but I'm not sure. I guess so. Cher is an option available to you, Alex. But I mean, if we don't know any other, I guess Charlize Theron is the only actor we know who for sure is in Monster.
What about this third film,
Bellamy?
Whatever.
It sounds like a cartoon. Is it a cartoon?
Could be a cartoon. I'm not sure.
I've
not
pronounced, seen it. It's actually pronounced Amelie.
Right.
Well, we're gonna. I'm gonna trust Salvatore here. I mean, it's his tongue. So, Amelie. So,
do you want to put Amelie?
Yeah, we'll put Juliette Binoche.
Yeah.
Do you want to put Juliette Binoche?
Mm. She's basically Cher.
They're the same.
Did you see her in France when you headed up there, Salvatore, to Paris?
Oh, yes. I stayed with her for two very good nights.
Yeah.
Yes.
Question number two.
I fucked her.
This has taken a turn.
Oh, I forgot to say, I'm quite the Casanova. That's why I travel so much.
Question number two. What is the nickname of Western Australian mining magnate Andrew Forrest? What is the nickname of Western Australian mining magnate Andrew Forrest? It is important to give billionaires nicknames, isn't it? So that they seem cool and hip.
How do you get a nickname going when you're a billionaire? I guess you can just pay people to kind of go out and disseminate it and be like, hey,
yeah,
wants to be called Big Nuts or whatever. And then, you know, you get the right people.
Big Nuts is a good
one. I'd like it if you'd called me Big Nuts. I'd love that. I would actually love that.
Do you have a nickname, Tabouli?
Tabs. Tabs. I also know the answer to this one if anyone is interested in knowing the answer.
Oh, yeah, sorry, we're doing a quiz.
Twiggy. He's called Twiggy Forrest.
Oh, Twiggy. And why is that?
Because he was a fashion model in 1960s London.
For a really hard pivot there, wasn't it? For
just
Twiggy.
Yes. I'd like to have something to eat and I'd like to pillage the wilderness.
Yeah.
I think it's Twiggy because is it Forrest? I guess his name's Forrest, so they call him Twiggy. As a sort of a funny sort of diminutive name. Question number three. The Atlas Mountains are on which continent? The Atlas Mountains are on which continent? Do you remember travel, Alex?
Yes. No, I've heard it. That's something that people can do.
Yeah, planes. You head over, you cross continent. Yeah.
What for?
I think it's to see stuff. I think you get there and you take a look around, try some local cuisine, climb a mountain, that sort of stuff, yeah.
Sounds strange. I won't be trying it.
Have you ever been to the Atlas Mountains, Tabs?
I may have been. I did spend a lot of the 16th century drunk. So it may have happened during that century. I took up with a wine-making monk and a donkey that he owned with panniers, and I would pretend to be a cork in one of the one of the mead bottles.
That's
and
fun.
I would be face down, so I'd just be drinking and drinking and occasionally fountaining a little bit of poo out of my end, and people would say, what's wrong with this bottle? And anyway, I may have.
It's hard to remember.
Yes.
Whereas Salvatore, you remember quite clearly. You travel from the Yarra up to Sydney. You've been to Paris.
To the Thames.
You're a real jet setter.
I'm a real jet setter. I mean, obviously, I'm swimming, and occasionally I'll take the kayak. But I don't know.
You kayak, do you?
Yes, I love to kayak. Yes. Have you kayaked, Kyron?
I have kayaked. I've never seen anything other than a human on a kayak, though. Maybe a dog. I've seen dog at the front, but they don't do much paddling.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, you might have seen what you thought was perhaps sort of a large Staffordshire Terrier. Now, that's a rare breed. And they look quite like
I've only ever heard
seal.
Of one. And that was just now.
Yes, well, there is only one. I am it.
Oh, you are it.
Yes.
And so you paddle. Do you have a paddle or do you use your flippers?
Flippers. Yeah, I use my flippers.
So you're sort of on the front flipping around. I thought it would almost be slower to do that than just seal it.
It is. It is. It is definitely slower, but it is quite nice, because you can sort of go through and you're slowing down, sort of like how retirees like to take that big train through Canada where everything's made of glass and they can sort of really think about all the mistakes they've made and see all the hills. Yes, well, I've been on that train.
Have you?
Yes.
Have you, Salvatore?
Me, Salvatore, yes. I've been on the train.
You do like to travel.
Yes, I do. Well, I was in the middle of a torrid affair with Agatha Christie.
Salvatore, are you also older than you appear?
Yeah, I think so.
Such wisdom. I'm so lucky to have these elders here to guide me through my quiz. So the Atlas Mountains, was the question what continent?
Yeah, it's 1 in 7, isn't it? It's basically multiple choice.
I think it might be Europe.
Is that a continent?
Europe? Yes, it is. Yeah.
Good. No, I was thinking of...
Well, what did
I
you
was
say?
Thinking of
if
like
only
tectonic
that was the question.
Plates. Like, no, thank goodness. Continent, yes.
Yep.
Europe.
Yeah, Europe's one of them. I guess
Europe
that makes
like
sense
Asia?
Because...
It would be in Turkey or something.
It
sounds
them.
Something like... That would be... is.
Because Atlas is Greek, right?
Yes.
So, in Greek it's mythology. So
very tired from holding the world on his shoulders.
Yeah, precisely. Do you want to put Europe?
Yeah, let's put Europe.
Question number four. Name the author best known for his Discworld novel. Best known for his Discworld. Have you eaten your way through some books, have you, Tabuli?
I have nested in this man's hat. I spent a wonderful summer in his hat. He was wearing his spare when he got back. It turned out he just had a sort of leathery frisbee. I did eat through the brim. It is, of course, Sir Terry Pratchett.
Terry Pratchett. What are the Discworld novels about?
They're about the Discworld.
Great. Question number five. Which Chinese tennis player was feared missing after making sexual assault allegations against a former Chinese vice premier? Do you follow tennis or sexual assault allegations, Alex?
I do remember this story, and I could tell you she has a Chinese name. I cannot remember.
Write that down. That's a good answer.
Which particular Chinese name it was.
Do you want to put Chinese name?
Yeah, a Chinese name. She went missing.
Was it Charlize Theron this time?
Yeah, it could have been.
Oh, yes, this time? Cher.
Yes.
Could be Cher, could be Charlize Theron. I cannot, this story, I mean, it's a live story, isn't it? It's still happening right now, but I cannot remember the name of the tennis player. Salvatore, do you watch sport at all? Do you do you get into the balls and the bats?
No, I think sport is for children and for adults.
Right, and you're a senior.
Yes.
Of course.
I am an elder and a seal.
Yeah.
Kyron. So please have a bit of respect. We don't play. I'm not going to play a sport. What am I doing? I like swimming. I like the swimming.
Yep, you like
but
swimming.
But I'm the best. Ian Thorpe and I, we had a swim off once and I won. And then I took him home.
Did you? Sort of like a prize.
I was just wondering if Ian Thorpe was wearing his famous seal suit at the time.
Yes.
And was that part of the appeal?
Oh, absolutely.
Like a forbidden seal.
Yes, absolutely. That's the, yes, the forbidden seal. That's what we all call him on the forums.
The Chinese tennis player who's feared missing.
Or we could just go with Novak Djokovic.
Yes.
True.
Andy Murray.
Who?
Andrea Murray.
What about Michael Chang? Remember him? He was good.
Michael Chang.
Put Michael Chang there. He was American, but still.
It's a woman, and I don't know her name, and I have read the stories, but I could not tell you her name. So perhaps we'll pass. Or perhaps we'll say, again, Charlize Theron.
Do you want to lock in Charlize Theron, perhaps?
Maybe right, Chinese Theron.
That's very,
Chinese
very funny.
Theron.
I'm pretty confident about that.
Imagine if you're right.
Question number six. Which two homophones can be used to describe the characteristic quality of a sound and is a spoken warning as given by a lumberjack? I'm going to ask that question. I'm going to ask that question again. I'm going to have a crack at finding the intonation that they intended. Which two homophones can be used to describe the characteristic quality of a sound and is a spoken warning as given by a lumberjack?
May I say, I believe it's timber.
I also believe that, but I thought it was pronounced timbre.
Yeah.
Is it not timbre?
Isn't that what the lumberjacks say when they knock the tree down? Timbre!
So resonant.
Yeah.
Timbre!
Oh, yes, perhaps they...
That just sounds like a lumberjack who's very proud of their own voice, isn't it?
Timbre! Everybody!
Timbre!
Everybody, timbre!
That's very clever. And
sounds more like Eric Idle.
I think you've got to be right there, Salvatore. But I think you've actually outsmarted the quizmaster because it is a different pronunciation, isn't it?
Is homophone spelt the same? Is that what a homophone is? Not said the same.
It was sound, but timbre is spelt, isn't it? B-R-E?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. B-R-E.
Yep. Vocal timbre, but some people do say a vocal timbre.
Are they all lumberjacks?
Yes. They say vocal timbre. I say that all the time in France, where I'm from.
I'll put timbre. Question seven. What does the A in DNA stand for?
Ass.
Ass.
Is it ass, is it?
Ass.
As in donkey or butt?
Sexy.
It's the sexy.
As in
donkey's nice ass.
Donkey's nice ass.
But what does the A in DNA stand for?
Acid.
Is it?
I can't remember.
Something. What's? Is it?
That's funny because it sounds like you can.
Something nucleic acid. Does that sound right? But I don't remember what the D is. But that's not the question. So let's not get ourselves tied up.
I think the first one. If it's not donkey, it's definitely damn.
Damn.
Damn. Nice ass.
Yeah. It's
maybe that's
damn
it.
Damn nice.
Science is often very sexist.
Do you want to put damn nice ass and underscore ass, or would you like to put acid?
I think let's put acid, thank you.
Oh, going for the score today, interesting. Okay, I'll put acid. Question number eight. Who succeeded Richard Nixon as United States president? Who came after Nixon?
After? Well, there were several. Or there were several after.
Salvatore. You didn't have a torrid affair with Richard Nixon by any chance, did you?
Well, it wasn't so much of a torrid affair. It was sort of like a group situation. It was just a good night, Kyron, is what I'm saying. But I can't remember who was first and who sort of was after.
Does that mean the Watergate affair actually involved water? Was that you?
Yes,
in the
quite
water?
A few gates.
Yeah. There was actually, under that hotel, there was a gate that went straight through to a river.
Yes.
And that's where Nixon would meet Sal. Every night.
Yeah.
That's what I've read anyway, I'm not sure.
Single night, yes. And then people found out about it and they started secretly recording it, which was, we were very shocked that they were doing that.
Yeah.
And they did. It did get out and it was very famous. But I was proud of it. I had a good time at Watergate.
You were proud
of
the Watergate orgy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, just wanted to
clarify.
Say that in a sentence. but who succeeded Richard Nixon after all the orgy and the Watergate business? Who took over? I believe he was on a plane, wasn't he?
Oh, he was too.
Was he
I can remember
plane?
That part. Mm. Was
Or was that JFK's
assassination,
Kennedy?
I think.
Maybe that's, yes. JFK's assassination. There'd be no need to be on a plane.
Had to get all away from all the water because obviously Salvatore would be just waiting for more sex.
Yeah, wanted to put some distance between him and Salvatore. Are you close to American politics, Alex? Do you follow American history?
I can't say I'm very good at it. I know, so my stab in the dark would be maybe Ronald Reagan, but I'm very unsure.
I think that's too early.
Too early?
Too early for Ronald Reagan. He was the 80s.
I think I remember because he's most famous for pardoning Nixon. And I have a feeling it's Ford.
From the cars.
Because I listened to a podcast a while ago about one episode per president.
Okay, well, it's lovely to find that you're also on the team now. Kyron, thank you for getting on board.
I put myself on the team from time to time.
I do appreciate that. I think it's Ford.
I remember that Gerald Ford's episode was all about presidential pardons, and they use what each president is famous for to sort of explain a part of the presidency. Very good, done by the Washington Post. Highly recommend. I think it's called Presidential. It's in the app that you're in right now. Like and subscribe. And I remember Gerald Ford being the dude.
I'm willing to trust you because you have the answers.
Mm, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I don't have the answers yet. But that's just an answer I have in my head.
No, that's
otherwise, I would have given you the tennis player. Who would you like to put? Is it Gerald Ford? Are you happy with
I think I'll put in Cher. Thanks very much.
I'll put in Cher. I'll lock in Cher.
What about Gerald Ford?
No, I'll take the points. And I'm not going to stare a gift horse in the face there with your podcast knowledge. It's only so often that podcasts are good for something. So, let's put
all right,
Ford
I'll put
in
Gerald
there.
Ford. Question number 9. Released in 1995, what was the first feature-length film created entirely by CGI?
What a wonderful question.
Do you reckon this is a Pixar?
I think it might be.
Is it too early for Toy Story?
I'm not sure. I mean,
I think because I would have only been 3 in 1995. No,
stop,
that's not true. That's not true. I was 8. I was in year 3.
Lucky there's no maths questions.
Year 3
in
at school. maybe it could have been. Yeah, maybe it could have been Toy Story.
Tabs, how do you feel about your representation in cinema? Because it's often computer generated.
There's a lot of mouse actors out of work, which is a terrible thing. Mm. And they're forced to forced to go and work at pet shops and get frozen for snake food. And
wow. Does it pay well, though?
What a metaphor for Hollywood. But, yes, and Ratatouille is probably the only positive representation of rodentia in films, in cinema.
And do you feel like you got redemption from that?
Stuart Little. I've just remembered.
Stuart Little.
He had those giant human parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mickey, I guess, as well.
Oh, that's right. Yes. Yeah. What a prude.
Mickey doesn't have a very good reputation in the mouse world.
No, well, he's got no genitalia and he's so furious about it that he's a very heavy drinker.
Do you want to put Toy Story?
Well, now that I'm thinking about it, it might be too early, but perhaps it's not.
I think it's too early.
Because I think 1995, I think, what's that? I think, what am I watching in 1995? I think Aladdin.
Yes.
I think The Lion King. Mm. I think, what was the first one of those? Was it Toy Story? Or was it perhaps something, was it Monsters, Inc. or something?
No, I think that's after Toy Story.
After Toy Story.
I'm just trying to think of anything
Toy
else.
Toy Story is definitely Pixar's first. And
it wasn't Avatar.
No, that's right. It's too early. It's too early for Avatar.
Too early for Avatar.
I think perhaps Toy Story.
I think it's
correct.
Still too early for Avatar, but they've done it regardless.
They keep doing it.
Yeah.
They won't stop. Stop it! I said that's what I said to James
stop
Cameron.
It.
I said stop it.
Oh, do you know James Cameron?
Yes. Did he? He made it, didn't he?
Mm, yeah.
Yes. Oh, good. Because I would have been embarrassing if I'd.
How do you
said,
know James Cameron?
It. A Torrid Affair.
Also.
He was in Watergate also.
Wow. So many.
But it was Watergate 2, Titanic Boogaloo. I don't have to come back on the podcast if you don't wish.
Well, you've got a lot of people to have sex with, so
it's
you may not have the time.
I'm very busy. I'm a busy man. I'm fucking James Cameron. But I wish he'd stop making Avatar. Stop it.
Well, look, for me, I'm grateful to know that there's one constant, that in my immortality there will always be another Avatar and another Fast and the Furious.
Oh, yes.
But Toy Story, Toy Story.
Yeah, I'm just still racking my brain. I mean, A Bug's Life or Ants, but I think that was again after Toy Story, I think.
Yeah.
Too early.
Yeah.
All right, I think I'm going to lock in Toy Story. I'm feeling like that sort of correlates with the height of Tim Allen's career as well.
True. Question number 10. Which Australian senator in December 2021 declared, being held accountable for your own actions isn't called discrimination, it's called being, you wouldn't believe it, a goddamn bloody adult?
Is it Jackie Lambie?
Oh, Salvatore, do you follow Australian politics?
Well, I fucked her.
How is that still surprising?
Did you think she was an actual lamb?
No. I knew exactly who she was, and I thought, I'm going to fuck that woman. And she said, yes, please.
Was it, did she just, you know, just dive straight into the Yarra? I can imagine her, you know, not being shy about coming forward. Just getting the kid off and jumping straight in. That's how I imagine it would go.
Yes, I remember it like yesterday. She said, yeah, righto! And I thought, wow, that's a woman who knows what she wants. And I love that about her. Sometimes we don't always agree, but I do agree with her passion, and I think she stands up for what she believes in and outside of the water.
That's 10 questions. How do you feel you did, Alex?
Oh, I would be shocked if I got any of them wrong. I think we got the correct answer every time there.
Yep.
And, you know, and if any of them are wrong, I am absolutely going to be furious. And
well, let's for the very first time work backwards.
All right.
Ooh.
Question number 10 was, which Australian senator last month declared being held accountable for your own actions isn't called discrimination, it's called being, you wouldn't believe it, a goddamn bloody adult? You said Jackie Lambie, and you were correct.
Yes.
Released in 1995, the first feature-length film created entirely by CGI was Toy Story.
Oh, my God.
Amazing.
Richard Nixon was succeeded as United States President by Gerald Ford.
Well, I feel that we were given that one on a plate.
We'll take it anyway.
The A in DNA stands for acid.
Oh my goodness.
More points there.
Yes.
The two homophones, which can be used to describe the characteristic quality of a sound, end is a spoken warning as given by a lumberjack. Is timber and timber.
I'm not sure why we are going backwards, because I feel like this could have been a very triumphant ending if you'd done this the other way around, Karen, but I'm not going to question your methods.
You're about to find out. The Chinese tennis player who was feared missing after making a sexual assault allegation against a former Chinese vice premier was not, unfortunately, Chinese Theron. But Peng Shui.
Yeah, right.
So close.
So close.
Very close. And it was one or the other.
I'd just like to reiterate that it was Alex who guessed Chinese Theron, and Alex is the Chinese one.
I could do that. I could do that voice about. A reminder to all listeners, Alex Lee is a Chinese person.
If you could also mention that you are a member of the Theron family as well, that would also be good.
The author best known for his Discworld novels is Terry Pratchett. The Atlas Mountains are found on Africa.
Oh.
A bit further to south, but the nickname of Western Australian mining magnate Andrew Forrest is indeed Twiggy, giving you 8 out of 10.
Oh,
incredible.
My goodness.
A remarkable score.
Incredibly good. One of our highest.
Wow. We should have guests from the Animal Kingdom
10.
More often.
Totally.
Put us straight to the all-stars round.
Mm. Well, we're often free because not many of us have jobs.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, I mean, Salvatore's record does feel like a job.
Yes. Well, yes.
Sounds exhausting.
Listen, I've got quite
the oldest job, in fact.
Stamina. Yes, it is the oldest job. A biblical job.
Yes. Thank you very much for being here, Salvatore. I know that you got a lot of people to sleep with around the world, so thank you for taking time out to do a quiz.
Not a concern. Not a concern at all.
Who would you say is the best fuck you've ever had?
Oh, the best one I've ever had is a comedian, actor, writer and singer from Melbourne called Michelle Brazier.
Oh,
what a fantastic... sexy lady. Oh, yeah. Goodness.
Well, Michelle Brazy is actually doing a show at the Comedy Festival this year called Reform. I'm not sure what it's about. could be that she's changed her life since sleeping with Salvatore the Yarra Seal.
Perhaps.
I can hope so.
Or it could be about something else.
Oh, yes. Perhaps it's about getting scammed online. Because she's a fucking idiot.
Well, Salvatore, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you so much. It's been an absolute treat.
And Taboulet, thank you very much as well for taking time out. I mean, I guess you've got a lot of time to fill, don't you, being immortal?
I've got so much time to fill. Much time.
And how do you choose to fill that time? Do you?
I like to go to the comedy festival as well.
Oh, you
but
do?
I tend to concentrate my efforts just on one performer. Mm-hmm. And I'm just there for every one of their shows. Cal Wilson.
Cal Wilson, yeah, yes. So you watch every show, do you?
Every single show.
What's it like watching the same show every single night of an entire festival run? Well, I wouldn't know.
It goes, it goes in the blink of an eye for me.
Yeah.
It's just a tiny, tiny percentage of my whole life. I'm going to go to her show. It's called I've Gone to a Lot of Trouble.
Great. And that's and do you know if that is that just at the Melbourne Comedy Festival?
Oh, no, it's going all over the place.
All over the place.
Brisbane, other countries,
great.
Cities.
And that would be similar to Reform, wouldn't it?
Mm. That would be in that it's about being scammed online.
It's about scamming someone online. The two shows feed into each other. It does be. I really liked Taboulet. I really liked you in I'm an Immortal Mouse, Get Me Out of Here. As well, it's been really good watching.
The hardest part of doing that show is when you and your relatives have to get dumped on a celebrity's head and just crawl around their face for a while and pretend to be disgusting when we are the most hygienic of species.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned Cal because I saw a photo of her from a similar show called Celebrity Get Me Out of Here the other day where she looked like a sperm browsing eggs.
It was quite a magical photo, I think. If you go to her Instagram, Calbo Wilson, you'll be able to see that.
Just from looking at it, I would have to guess it would be one of the best performing photos ever released. I don't know for a fact, but I would peg that particular shot as a winner.
She's had a lot of dick pics since. A lot of dick pics.
Oh, I'm just having a look at it now, and let me tell you, I will fuck her. I will. I will find her and I will say, excuse me, miss.
Please put your pantyhose back over your head.
Yeah. Yes.
Come for a little swim.
Yeah.
Also, you can go on her TikTok as well because she still doesn't know what it is, but she's on it. And there's a lot of, I mean, they're my nemesis, but there are a lot of videos of her cat's pirate barnacle.
Yeah, and they're great. They do lots of things around the house.
They run a cafe on the top of the coffee machine. One of them has recently started a florist.
And Alex Lee, congratulations on 8 out of 10.
Thank you very much. I couldn't have done it myself.
You have a podcast in this app as well.
I do have a podcast. It's called Dragon Friends, and we're about to start a brand new season. And we're also on Twitch if you'd like to have a podcast with vision and chat as well.
Great.
So, yeah.
Season, you say? That's an interesting idea. So take breaks, you reckon? Interesting.
It's quite nice. Give it a go.
Congratulations on 8 out of 10. That's Wax Quizzical for this week. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.